After 25 years of African Rhythms Radio, this, my friends, may be the final show ever. I know that's kind of a shock, but actually I have a guest tonight. And this is a gentleman directly involved with the film that I'm making on Jason Hoover. This is Steve Cartmell, who is in Jason's second band. Welcome, Steve. Yeah, it's great to have you on board, Steve.
Well, thank you. I feel honored that you would invite me on your last show. Am I right about that?
Yeah. I mean, I've been at this station for 25 years, and there's been some incredible changes over those years. This is actually a new station. We were in a different building here at UBC. I've had many guests, Steve, over the years. Jason Hoover himself has been on multiple times.
Oh, yes. Jason is so dear to me. He's a very good friend.
Yeah. I mean, you were, for 1 year, you were in the trials of Jason Hoover, Jason Hoover's second band, right?
Yes, when the Epics broke up, more or less because their drummer and organ player wanted to pursue education, they were looking for another drummer and organ player, and they took Jason and Bob Kidd and Jimmy Harmata, the guitar player, came over and basically stole Randy Busby and myself, the drummer and the organ player, to their new group, which eventually became the Trials of Jason Hoover. Although at the time, they didn't have a name for it yet. The name came after before.
I think Jack Hirshhorn came up with the name.
Yes, that's quite right. Jack Hirshhorn coined the name The Trials of Jason Hoover.
And that was Jason's manager. And we're going to hear a Jason Hoover track a little bit later in this very special show. But Steve, next, we're going to play somebody who I think you might be familiar with. And that's a gentleman named Gil Scott Heron.
I have heard of him. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
beginnings. We're searching out our every doubt and winning. We want to be free. Yet we have no idea why we are struggling here, faced with our every fear, just to survive.
And yes, over the years, 25 years of African Rhythms, Gil Scott-Heron has been a very important part of the show, and his spiritual, deep lyrics are a very important part. Gil Scott-Heron, Steve.
Yeah, I was quite impressed. I have not heard of him before, but I was very impressed. I sort of thought like it was a cross between soft jazz and soul music.
Yeah, it's definitely thinking music. And the next gentleman we're going to listen to, Jose James, this is his debut album. He's from the last few years. He's a jazz player. But on this particular track, Steve, Equinox, this is a John Coltrane song. So what does John Coltrane mean to you?
Oh, well, Coltrane is kind of like God. He's in the Hendrix category.
All right, then.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the few gods that people universally agree is like beyond what came before.
The god John Coltrane on African Rhythms.
My father, heart of land, I said the heart of land I never met, will ever meet. Oh, it's peculiar, isn't it? Could it really be the one you love? Never could be, it's not quite meant to see the fair. The one that you need, standing in the derivative. Only want to know how to ever sweat the brow, where to find my true bloodline. Call out, journey with me, so you can see the place to be inside a mighty mind of God living. If all y'all know it, get into it, breathe it, live it, breathe and live in beauty. Oh, and in return, many love, many home, many die, many go, that was my answer. Not a bit of question, he's not what he really want here. If I still still really fear hearing the truth too much for forever. Could I sit? I could dwell in forever tale. I would be and wanted to be. Don't know what to believe, don't know what to believe, don't know what to believe. It would die, is in me, but I can't sit and dwell on these things forever. With your eyes and your heart waiting and watching for your God, someone crept up and went through your pain pocket to die. Do end the grief, the pain, the need, the shame, the quest, the game, and no confuse, no explain forever. Oh, but to live, love, life so endless, boundless, boundless, know this, know this, all ends in this grand blood dream. The hand of God and of fate and of death are they so different from mine? Answer me, never shame nor false valiant. Slim men are good and bad, even just shift balance. Do what you will, oh, but watch what you will be doomed to you. The sun and the silver moon. One love and it's so real. Meticulous, magical, natural balance. One you can easily feel. Yes, makes me realize what an infinite price to steal exists. Moments in time.
Que a gente se esquece. dizer frases que o vento vem às vezes me lembrar, coisas que ficaram muito tempo por dizer. Na canção do vento não se cansam de
Milton Nascimento, Club de España, is the name of the album. Some very special Brazilian music here on African Rhythms. You were saying Milton Nascimento worked with George Duke?
Yeah, that was when I first heard about Milton Nascimento. I'm a huge George Duke fan, and they did this album called A Brazilian Love Affair. And that was about 1977, I think.
Yeah, that was late 70s. And I like that song, Brazilian Love Affair. That's really nice. My special guest tonight here on African Rhythms, which could end up being our final show. But Steve Cartmell has been very involved with the film that I'm making on Jason Hoover. And we're going to hear just a little bit of Jason's music a little bit later. But for now, Terry Garthwaite's is a singer that both of us are not that familiar with.
No, I haven't heard him before. I'm looking forward to
she's
to it.
I think that she's a talented woman.
Thank you. can you offer me is the same old song and dance. Footfall, should I keep on trying to make it just to let somebody else take it? Honey, if you fake it, you can take a chance. What more in this life? What more? It's the same old song and dance. What for? Should I keep on trying to make it just to let somebody else take it? Honey, if you fake it, you can take a chance. What more in this life? What more in this life? What more in this life? What more?
An obscure singer, to say the least, back in the 70s, Terry Garthwaite. Funky, Steve.
Yeah, I was impressed particularly with the band. It was like great funky stuff, man. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're trying to reflect on some of the 25 years and all the different styles and all the exposure we've tried to give to women singers that sometimes get overlooked. People like Ella McEwen, who moved to Alberta. She worked with Jimi Hendrix. There's many, particularly female singers, that don't get the love, don't get the respect.
There's a lot of great talent out there who never get the recognition. It's almost like winning a lottery in some degree. Mm-hmm. The ones who end up getting enough recognition that people buy their albums. But yeah. Beneath that whole level, there's all sorts of artists who never quite got the breaks or the luck. And several of those who actually had the talent to be as good as any of the greats that were.
That's a good point.
I mean, back in the day, I must say I've never been impressed more by an artist than I was with Al Johnson, who later became Ray Al Johnson.
Ray Al Johnson, I've actually played a 45 on the show, one that he put out in his late 70s, and there is another local talent. But next we're going to listen to somebody pretty unknown again. And this is actually unknown.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's a track called Children.
Oh, righty then.
We teetered silently through the parking lot. Nah, didn't know nothing about no party. And then Bobby started looking at me. Yeah. He started looking at me real strange. Like I was a woman or something. And then he started talking real soft to me in the back seat of that old Buick. Wow.
In between nights, parties strong. In between mortgages and debt-ridden promises. In between eyes glued to the tube, dude, look for the children. In between pimps and hoes slamming Cadillac doors. In between mad and sane. In between going and where the children, mama, father, brother, sister. Spend as much time with the children you do picking your wardrobe, Freddie B. Check their blank faces and unknown future. Check their fading smiles and bodies weakening under lies, polite neglect, and the ruin of the West. Look for the children clean as you all dress the best in the West. Look for the children, mama. Check your image, track man. Is it a fact that you know more about them horses than your own son, $2 Willie? Observe the children, Big Mac. Swing and sue and get down, Eddie. Give some attention to the coming adults, Dr. Morris, Reverend Mooney, Attorney Childs, Judge Christian, as you negotiate for your new ride, as you prepare for your next trip to the islands, as you manicure your nails and press your hair, as you look toward tomorrow, dancing Billy and Miss Clara, as you take that next drink, as you construct that dynamite joint, as you make ready to bump all weekend in your customized van, what's gonna happen to the babies, dude? Who's gonna watch their growth, shape their minds? Look for the children, mama. Where's your man-child, father?
And the latest track here on African Rhythms on CITR is just a track called Children.
Hey, I enjoyed that, man.
And the next track we're going to listen to, we played some Brazilian already, but we also like New York Latin Soul. And we've got a killer, Pete Rodriguez. This track's actually been heavily sampled into a recent hip-hop song, so I think our viewers will know this track.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah. Wow, am I feeling good, man? Let me say this now. Here and now, let's get this straight. Boogaloo, baby, I made it great. Because I gave it the Latin beat. You know, child, I'm kind of hard to beat. Just commence your feet to skate. Pick up your arms and make them shake. If you think you're shy, do me a favor, honey, go someplace and hide.
I like it.
Indeed, 25 years of African rhythms and plenty of Latin soul and Latin music. There's no doubt, Steve. Pete Rodriguez, this is a massive Latin soul New York track.
Yeah, he's first class. I really enjoyed him.
Yeah, that's a really big one. But we're going to get more into a sort of soul music direction now. And the first thing we're going to listen to is, this was supposed to be the follow-up album to Marvin Gaye, What's Going On.
Okay.
The next thing that Marvin came out with was this track called You're the Man, which came out on this red vinyl 45 you were observing.
Uh-huh.
But what ended up happening was Marvin didn't release that album, and he waited another year and made Let's Get It On. But this was actually the album that was supposed to, and it was socially conscious, like What's Going On.
Well, that's quite interesting, because I simply did not know. If this is a Marvin Gaye tune I haven't heard, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, let's check it out now. Finally, out recently, they put out the whole album that Marvin made as a follow-up to What's Going On. Whoops. And that's, yeah, it's not a bad track, you know? I mean,
I really enjoyed that. I've not heard that before. That could have been a hit. I wonder why they didn't choose to release it.
I think the political nature leans itself towards why it never came out.
Yeah, the censors were pretty overbearing back in those days.
Yeah, I think that was an anti-Nixon kind of song, basically. Yeah. And then that was before Nixon was brought down from being so corrupt.
Well, there were a lot of artists whose tunes were blocked by the government because it was too... they just didn't want it talked about.
Yeah, but I mean, we talk about local soul music history, Steve. You definitely played a part in the development. I mean, the gentleman I'm making the film on, Jason Hoover, of course you were in his band, the mm-hmm. Trials of Jason Hoover, his second band.
Well, I was aware of Jason right from the beginning because there were certain core groups who always played the R&B in town. Mm. And that was pretty much the Epics and the Night Train. And then other groups came later, like the Incentives and Soul Unlimited. And there were actually quite a few groups doing the R&B thing. But the Epics that Jason became the singer for was the premium R&B band in town.
Yeah, it seems that they became, by, say, 68, the top R&B soul group in town. Mm-hmm. So to break up, I read the article from a local magazine, a teen magazine, Teen Beat. They had an article about that Jason announced at the Hollywood Bowl the breakup of the Epics.
That's probably quite right. It fits within the timeline. Yeah.
So shortly after that, so we're talking early summer 68, Jason announces the breakup. So there's a lot of drama in the local soul community over what's going to happen next.
Yeah, well, the thing of it was when their other members didn't want to do it full time, which mm-hmm. I think more or less was the story, they needed a drummer and organist, and that's when they took me and Randy Busby from Kentish Steel and the Chantels.
And in fact, once you joined the Trials of Jason Hoover, Jason's second band, within a month or two, you strangely opened for an unknown rock band.
Yeah, the unknown rock band called Led Zeppelin, would you believe.
They were unknown then.
Well, right? you know why that situation occurred.
Because their record was not being played on the radio. Led Zeppelin 1 was not out yet.
Well, exactly right. In actual fact, the record had not been released yet. Mm. So when they arrived in North America for the first time, I think we were either the second or the third concert on the tour.
Fourth, actually.
Fourth, okay. But it was within pretty much the first week of them landing. Mm. And it was 21 days later that their manager released the album. Mm. And, of course, what he did that was pioneering at the time is he didn't use the conventional hip single that was played on AM. Mm. Instead, he chose to embrace the new
album
medium of FM.
Yes.
And that you could play longer tunes and things, which lent himself perfectly to a lot of the Led Zeppelin material.
So don't you think that 1968 is sort of a pivotal year in Vancouver for the changing of the scene from R&B to a more psychedelic flavor?
Well, there were those two elements actually in place before that. You had your R&B bands and you had people who were doing psychedelic already, like Seeds of Time and
Painted Ship
and The Collectors, who morphed into Chilliwack eventually.
Mm. And so even maybe the Nocturnals or some of the other bands were kind of...
Well, the Nocturnals were kind of more like they were a soul group, but they released things which were more like pop tunes.
Like Garage, too.
Yeah, Garage. Good Garage stuff. I forget the name of the tune, but they had a couple of good ones that they released.
Well, I think we should drop a piece of local history, because after you left the Trials of Jason Hoover, a very talented gentleman from the mentioned band The Painted Ship, the local psychedelic band, Kenny Wayne, joined Jason Hoover.
Yes, and Kenny was a good friend of mine. He was the most amazing Hammond organ player, absolutely amazing. And then he had this writing skill on top of it, and he was the fellow who replaced me when I left. And he was, I think, responsible to a large degree to the direction that they went.
Mm.
But also the group itself was responsible in the same way in regard to your question. Mm-hmm. When soul was morphing more into the psychedelic or whatever, we were sort of on that. So we started to play like the Vanilla Fudge and Led Zeppelin and Steppenwolf and things like that.
So the local influence of the emerging album rock, psychedelic rock scene was profound. And Kenny Wayne, the track we're about to play, Jason and Kenny Wayne wrote this track, We Are All People.
Yeah, Yeah, and I mean, the Painted Ship were incredible. They were before their time.
Yeah, and then We Are All People, I mean, you can certainly hear the socially conscious Marvin Gaye kind of early 70s feel of where soul was going.
Yeah.
All right, let's check it out.
Okay, man.
Local history right here.
Fight. We don't know what for.
Let's straighten it out.
They want people killed. them fight the war. It's gotta end somewhere. This killing's gotta cease. If no one went to fight, we could all live in peace. Our generation is all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out. We gotta straighten it out.
I would say that that sounds like early 60s, early 70s, socially conscious kind of song.
Oh, all the way, man.
Yeah. Just like Jason's We Are All People, but, you know, I mean, it's incredible that, I mean, that Ernie Hines is a fantastic track, and actually over the 25 years of African Rhythms, I've thought about playing it probably 30 times, but finally I dropped it. But, you know, it actually does compliment Jason's because they're both, their lyrical content of both songs are strong. And the feeling of Jason's song is strong, you know? I mean, that is a fantastic song, We Are All People.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, it was a good choice to play this fellow after Jason. They're not really the same, but they're based in the same kinds of music.
Exactly.
And I enjoyed them both for various reasons. It was a pleasure to hear the Jason one. I haven't heard that particular one for some time because that was one of the tunes they released after I left. So I wasn't paying much attention at the time.
Yeah, no, it's really important stuff. But another gentleman that's sadly just passed, but Dr. John. Now we're getting into some New Orleans funk.
Well, yes, Dr. John will be missed, and before we go on to that, our dear friend Kenny Wayne passed away about 4 years ago in the trials. And,
yeah, I heard really he passed a couple of years ago or so. So, yeah, big up to Kenny Wayne as well. And actually, his daughter is following Jason's like page, and she's anticipating and very excited about the documentary film that I'm making on Jason Hoover, which Steve here is actually in.
Yeah, you're doing a magnificent thing here. There's a lot of people looking forward to seeing it. Bring it on.
I'm not going to let you guys down.
Got a full fat tank, got a rattle groove. It's just a ragged tank, Joe. It's a ragged dang move. A little ragged tank, a tank, a tank, a rum dum thing. It's a ragged tank, a tank, a tank, a rum dum game. It's a ragged tank, a tank, a tank, a rum dum thing. A ragged tank, a tank, a tank, a rum dum main. And everybody wanna get rich right away, right away, right away, right away. Everybody wanna get rich right away, right away, right away, right away. Everybody wanna
One thing's for sure, Dr. John had the funk.
Oh man, Dr. John is something else.
Well, the New Orleans has some funk roots, development of black music in America, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and his delivery of it was so unique and spot on.
Yeah.
He's got a big following.
You know what? We've got an unreleased Isley Brothers song, and I'm curious if you recognize what melody they pick up on this early Motown song.
Okay, well, that sounds challenging.
Ronald Isley is a fitting way, after 25 years of African rhythms, to somehow tie it all up, because that's real soul music right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's like really the real deal. If you want a good example of soul music, you can play that tune anytime.
Do you see how it kind of took a little bit from the melody of All Shook Up, Elvis?
Well, yeah, there's definitely sort of that sort of thing going on at that one particular point.
Mm.
But that's quite common in popular music. People are influenced and they, you know, maybe do things in a rhythmic way at a certain break like somebody else would. And the comparison is obvious to people who are familiar with all the music.
I mean, even with the Trials of Jason Hoover, the Rhythm is the Way would have been based on the Sly medley, right? So, you know, you can see one thing becomes another thing.
Well, Sly and the Family Stone was a big influence. And back in the early days, we started working on it before it was even called the Trials of Jason Hoover.
Yeah.
And it was actually a project I had where I put the various Sly tunes together. But it was it went on for about 23 minutes, and it became like the hottest dance thing in town. Like everybody wanted us to play it.
Wow.
But it included about 7 or 8 Sly tunes.
Well, I hope for the documentary that we can find some live footage of the trials. It's still possible. But, you know, the final track on this African Rhythms Radio after 25 years, we're going to go out with this Supremes and Four Tops medley of a version of A Taste of Honey, which is pretty impressive. But
I've never heard that one. That's great.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Steve, for randomly showing up for the final African Rhythms Radio. And stay tuned. I'm still going to be a member here and going to carry on for now. But my future may lay out elsewhere. So I'm officially saying goodbye. But let's go out with this song, and thank you again.
David, yeah. It's been quite a pleasure, and I very much enjoyed listening to the great tunes you spin, as all the folks out there in Radio Land are enjoying.
I hope so. I hope they all like it, and I hope you all like this last song. So until next African Rhythms, sometime in the future, peace and love to you.
Excellent.
Come back.